Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Traveland, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome indeed. We are glad to have you tuned to 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP, and to Texas Lawn and Gardening. I'm Neil Sperry, and we're here every Sunday morning, 8 until 11. Hope you'll pick up the phone, give us a call. It is a sleepy kind of a morning, and we'd love to hear from you. It is 800-288-WBAP. All the lines are open as we go on the air this morning. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Now, let me tell you, we have three screeners in studio. I don't need three screeners, but there's some new equipment, and they're training one another. Michelle Shook, my sales rep, is one of our lead screeners for the program, for the phone lines, and she is there helping Mike Sutton and Charlie Trudeau. Thanks, all of you, for coming in. Lee Riza is running the boards today. Jerry Overton, as you've heard in the newsroom. That's our team, and we are here to talk plants at your place. We're coming up on the pivotal time of transitioning from summer into early fall. Bring it on. Oh my. And so we're here to talk about the plants at your place. Hope you will give us a call. There comes some phone calls. Thank you for that. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We'll do our SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, and then we'll get our program underway. We have Harley, the young, happy-go-lucky border collie mix with gorgeous long locks of fur, still waiting for a home from last week. Harley, as I said to you last week, is one of the most unusual dogs I have ever seen. And I have adopted him emotionally as his advocate to try to help him get adopted. And in contacting the SPCA with that regard this week, they said he is as fun to be around as he is unusual to look at. He is really a special guy. That's Harley. So if you have interest, Harley is living at the McKinney Shelter for the time being, and next stop will be your home, I hope. That's Harley. He is 6 months old. He's a border collie mix, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of mix in there. He looks kind of like a child's watercolor pot after about an hour of watercolor painting in kindergarten. He's just a little bit of everything. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Molly. Molly is an adorable young shepherd mix who will steal your heart with one belly rub. The photo they got of her when she is asked to pose for your photo, Molly, she rolls over on her back, wants her tummy rubbed. She's almost 3 years old. She's been with the SPCA since April 23. She and more than 60 other dogs were transferred to the SPCA from Uvalde after being rescued there. She and several of her friends have been receiving special care and medical treatment due to previous unfortunate circumstances, and this beautiful girl is good to go. She's been certified, ready for you. She's very, very friendly. They have just fallen in love with her there, and she knew the staff and volunteers were there to help her, so she let them do so. She's full grown now to 35 to 40 pounds. She's a nice medium-sized girl, a little bit timid at first, but give her an extra 30 seconds and one tummy rub, and you're going to be kissed. Once she really warms up to you, she shows her silly, fun, playful nature, and she keeps you laughing all day long. These folks know their dogs. You have to go to the McKinney, and I know the Dallas shelter is the same way. I haven't been in the new shelter for Dallas, but I have been in the McKinney shelter many times, and they know their animals. They work their animals. The volunteers do. Molly is patient. She's proved that. She's waiting for you now, and she is ready to run. That's Molly, the 3-year-old adorable young shepherd mix, kind of a brownish color. Now, you can view Molly and Harley and all the other SPCA of Texas available pets by going to spca.org/findapet. spca.org/findapet. And Molly has been spayed. She's had all her age-appropriate vaccines, and Harley has been neutered, and he's also vaccinated. And they're both, and all the other great dogs in the McKinney shelter, are at 8411 Stacy Road. They have cats as well. 8411 Stacy Road, that's 8411 Farm to Market, 720, just east of Custer. Open noon until 6, 7 days a week, and that beautiful new Dallas shelter is at 2400 Lone Star Drive, off I-30 and Hampton Road, noon to 6, 7 7 days a week. The SPCA of Texas Report is sponsored this week by the great people at Dixon Brothers. And you heard one of those great people introduce my program today. That was Mary Traveland. Mary is with Dixon Brothers, a local family business that's been working with water since 1973, providing water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, floating fountain, and water well pumps and supplies. They have it all. You're ready to relax poolside with family and friends for the late summer, early fall weather. Sparkling blue pool water? No? Well, if you have a severe algal bloom and your pool is green, the Pool Life Clear X shock system can turn your pool sparkling blue again. This two-part system destroys the bacteria and algae that have taken over your pool. It makes it easy to vacuum all that out. Anytime a severe algal bloom occurs, the pool can be treated and returned to its clear blue appearance within 24 hours by using Pool Life Clear X, available from Dixon Brothers. Don't work harder on your pool, work smarter with Clear X from Pool Life's exclusive pool care collection and from Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. Pool Life Clear X, available at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. Their phone number is 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. 204 North Galloway, one block north of historic downtown Mesquite, open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. D-I-C-K. S-O-N.
Hi, this is Michelle Shook, Sales Director for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening and Gardens Magazine. Interested in advertising? Give me a call at 972-562-5050. 972-562-5050. And now, let's get back to Neil.
Thank you, Michelle, very, very much. One of my screeners today, as I mentioned. Let's go to our first call today, and this is going to be Jeff in Kern. Jeff, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil, good morning. I've got five peach trees on the south side of our property. They get plenty of sun. I water them at least once a week when we've got hot, dry weather, and I've got one of them that just looks peaked. His leaves aren't as dark green as the rest of them. He's getting some yellow leaves on them, and I'm standing right next to them right now. I don't see any insects, although there are a few little holes in the leaves.
Said this is peach or pear?
It's peach. I'm sorry. I told your screener incorrectly. My wife told me.
Okay. Reason I asked was it did say that on the screener board, and so I wanted to make sure I gave you the right answer. How old are these peach trees?
This little tree here is probably 4 years old.
All right. And are you seeing, let me describe something, and you give it a thumbs up or down for my description, whether it applies to your tree. Yellowed leaves, somewhat yellowing, dark green veins, a little more common toward the outer part of the tree?
I don't see the dark green veins.
All right. All right.
That's fair. Yellowing of leaves, yeah. He's not nearly as dark green as the rest of them.
All right. And is it most prominent at the ends of the branches or just all over the entire tree?
I would say all over the entire tree.
All right, that would be one of a couple of things, most likely. When you have a plant, sometimes people will call and say, I have a plant and it just looks kind of yellow. It looks kind of sickly, puny. And the problem with that is that's just kind of a general malaise kind of a description. You call the doctor and say, I feel kind of sickly. I feel kind of puny. I don't have good color. Well, the doctor's going to say, come on in, and unfortunately you can't take the tree in. But what that means is that there's something going on, but it's not a really specific symptom. Had you said, and I'm not trying to talk you into it, but had you said it was out the ends of the branches, I thought it might have been iron deficiency. The possibilities, most common causes of that in a young peach tree would be an early onset of peach tree borers. Life expectancy of peach trees in urban landscapes, with the borer issue being what it is, and if people don't try to protect them as best we can now, 5 or 10 years, and there are plenty of them that die earlier than that. They just get lethargic and die because the larvae are in the trunk you do a web search for peach tree borer, B-O-R-E-R, you may turn up some photos that look similar to your tree. I don't know. Other thing would be nitrogen deficiency. And then the third thing would be a possibility, and probably it's not nitrogen because you've probably fertilized all of your trees the same. The third thing then would be some other kind of injury to the trunk or the roots, or just too dry and there's been damage done by that. That's the closest I can get without seeing it or without a lot more clues.
Okay, very good.
All right,
thank
it's
you,
a start anyway. It'll give you some things to look for. Thank you. All right, we're going to take our first longer break right now, and then we will come back to go to Bill in Springtown be our next call up. Thank you, Bill. Let me give you the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine right now. This is a wonderful offer. In fact, this afternoon I'm going to be working to try to knock off just about the tail end of my typing for my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. This is the calendar that will tell you month by month by month for the next year what needs to be done in that month, when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. There's a huge amount of information in the calendar. There will be as we print it. I save my best photos each year for the calendar. I want it to be a beautiful calendar, and this is the 30th consecutive year that we've done a Texas gardening calendar. I want this one to be extra special for you. More than 10,000 words, hundreds of bullets of when to do all of these important things, and a beautiful calendar to boot. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Here is how you can save 38% on the calendar, and that is by buying it before 11 o'clock today with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We've been publishing our magazine now for 26 years. This will be the 27th year you'll be getting, and we have the finest garden writers anywhere in Texas. Beautiful magazine that's been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in the country. You get the magazine, new or renewal for a year, the calendar, and all of that information, satisfaction guaranteed. $36.95 is the total price, $3 postage fee on the calendar. That's all that you pay for this offer, and think of what you'll save by having all of that information. $36.95 if you call before 11. Once we print the calendar, the price goes up. It'll never come back down again. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-4769.
This is Neil Sperry, and for 17 years now, I've told you about Advanced Foundation Repair. They are the best. You know that you can trust their work. Their home inspection is absolutely free. You need them now during the summer more than ever before. Advanced Foundation Repair with the ProLift Repair System, guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair.
I have something very, very special to tell you about right now from Arborological Services. Everybody at Arborological Services, including their sales rep on the radio, Neil, celebrates production foreman Miguel Pasternez's accomplishments. Listen to this. At the 2012 International Tree Climbing Championships, the event, considered the Olympics of tree climbing skills, took place last week in Portland, Oregon. Miguel, a five-time champion in the Texas competition, won the silver medal in the belayed speed climb event, tied for fourth place in the secured footlock event, and placed ninth in the world in general competition. He competed against more than 40 fellow champion climbers from all over the world. Miguel is upholding a long tradition of tree climbing competition excellence at Arborological Services. 31 years that competition has been held in Texas, 21 years one of their climbers has won it, one of their other gentlemen has won it four times. Miguel is now the only five-time champion in the state of Texas. Isn't that cool? And that's Arborological Services. And you know what? This is what Bill Seaman sent to me. And those wonderful people just wanted me to celebrate Miguel. Their phone number isn't even on this ad copy. They just said, tell them about Miguel. We are so proud of him. Arborological.com is the website. And I'll be putting a photograph of Miguel getting his state championship up on my website in the next day or so. so and on my Facebook page later this morning. Congratulations, Miguel Pasternez. That's from Arborological Services, arborological.com.
You can judge the quality of a radio program by the strength of its sponsors. I'm proud of the people who advertise here. They include Busy Bees Pest Control, 972-416-9404, or 1-800-INSECTS, busybees.com, BIZZYBEES.com. And Creative Water Gardens, 2125 West Kingsley in Garland, 972-271-1411, creativewatergardens.net.
Some would have described that famous southern vine, kudzu, as being indestructible, until now. Now there's a way to eliminate kudzu, which really isn't a big problem in the North Texas area, but all those other undesirable broadleaf plants thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its powerful formula is specifically designed to penetrate and kill hard-to-kill brush like kudzu and poison ivy and others, roots and all. The concentrate product even kills the stumps. Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus comes in a 32-ounce bottle. In concentrate or a 1 gallon ready to use bottle. One bottle treats up to 4,000 square feet. You'll see wilting and yellowing in 1 to 6 weeks. For best results, apply it when weeds are growing actively. You need to use some type of shield like a sheet of cardboard or a plastic drop cloth, and that will protect desirable plants from accidental contact with this product. Certain hard to kill weeds may require a repeat application if regrowth occurs. Applied when the wind's calm, keep people and pets out of the treated area until the spray's dried. That's not going to be very long. Do not apply it to or around fruits or vegetables used for food. Read and follow label directions. For more information, go to BayerAdvance.com. B-A-Y-E-R, BayerAdvance.com, Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus, Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. Let's go back to our phone lines. Let's go to Bill in Springtown. Bill, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
What I have is I've got nut grass that's just taking over my yard and all other kind of weeds. And I've never had any weeds before. This is about a 4-year-old lawn, and it's just taking over.
All right. Well, there are a couple of things that you can do for nutsedge. It's really not a true grass, so grass killers don't do anything to it. There are a couple of products that target it specifically. One of them is called Image. The other is called Sedge Hammer. It's a play on words, obviously. It's nutsedge and sedge hammer. I always say that to make sure people hear me right. Image has an application recommendation that it has to be applied twice, 30 days apart. And this is Image I'm talking about, and I've used it more than I have Sedgehammer. Image must be applied twice, 30 days apart, and both of those treatments must fall between May 15 and September 15, 30 days apart. You're too late for this year with Image unless you're willing to take a chance on warm weather in September. I'm not even going to address that, but the recommendation is that the Image treatment begin no later than August 15, so that the second treatment can be made no later than September 15. All right, so that's Image, and it is both of these products act slowly. You do not expect nutsedge just to evaporate overnight. It doesn't work that way. These products go in through the soil, taken in through the storage organ of the nutsedge, and then they gradually cause it to die away. I've had very good luck with Image. A lot of people like Sedgehammer. I believe it is the old product called Manage that changed its brand name several years ago. I think it only, check the label on it, but I believe it has only one treatment suggested until you see if you need more another year. So you might want to look at the Sedgehammer label especially closely now. You're probably You may be able to find those in some of the national chains. You may have to go to a local independent retail garden center. You might want to call the independents and see if they have Sedgehammer before you okay. go in. Those are your two products that will do a good job. Read the label on how they're applied. I know that with Image, it doesn't really give you great direction as to how much water to put on with it, and it doesn't need to. And I didn't really think about this at the time. I talked to the sales rep, and he said, Neil, it doesn't matter how much you put it on with, because the recommendation then is, the requirement is that you come along and soak the soil right afterwards and water it into the ground. It's very different from any other weed killer. These two products operate differently than any other spray on weed killer does. That's a long answer, wasn't it? I got to take a rest now, Bill.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, I appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Joe in Azle. Joe, you know what, Joe? I'm gonna put you on hold because I fear that may take a while, and I see Jerry is coming in with his newscast, and I don't want to get him behind schedule. That would be bad. So stay with me. You'll be up on the other side. She has some St. Augustine problems, I think. How much are you paying for your home monitoring system? Well, if you upgrade your existing alarm system to Smith Thompson Home Security, you would be paying $16.95 per month. Now, let's see if I can win a Guinness World Record here on how many times I can say $16.95 per month in one ad. I really won't do that, but I want you to hear that figure. That's with no contract commitment. Smith Thompson can even convert existing monitoring systems for that same low price, just $16.95 per month. Are you still using a landline for your home security system? Well, if you are, you can get rid of that landline by upgrading to cellular wireless monitoring, the newest, most secure way to protect your home. There's no cable outside that a bad guy can come along and clip. Still, only $16.95 per month. Family-owned, Smith Thompson serves you and your family for much less than the national companies with friendly, fast, and affordable alarm monitoring and the peace of mind of local 24-hour operators. They're here. These are our neighbors who are owning and operating and working at this company. Tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of happy customers, and they're paying $16.95 per month. No lengthy contract, local service, 24-hour operators, ability to convert your existing system, ability to upgrade you to cellular wireless monitoring, and still only $16.95 a month. Why wouldn't you upgrade your home security system today? We're going to be doing that, finishing up the remodeling. Call Smith Thompson Home Security at 800-411-WIRELESS, 800-411-WIRELESS, or visit them on the web at smiththompson.com. That's 1-800-411-9473.
You're listening to WBAP. That means you know what's going on. Now, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Bill Jensen with Norway Irrigation has been my friend for 42 years. We're in our 43rd year of knowing one another now. He was a nurseryman when I met him. Yeah, about 30 years ago, he began Norway Irrigation because he wanted to specialize in one particular field of horticulture and in landscaping, and he has done a wonderful job. He is a specialist in all regards. They feature the best equipment, weathermatic equipment. They feature the best design, and Bill was chosen a couple of years ago almost now to do the design for the children's garden, the many millions of dollars children's garden at the Dallas Arboretum, to do the design for the sprinkler system for that. Took him about 3 weeks, he said, and he showed me the plans, and oh my goodness, this man knows his business. I hope that you will call Norway Irrigation. That's Bill's business, Norway Irrigation. Forget that I talked about him personally, because he has surrounded himself with teams of installers, teams of repair specialists. It's not a huge business. This is not a business with 800 employees. This is a business that Bill has intentionally kept at a manageable size, because quality is more important to Bill than owning the world. I really respect that in Norway Irrigation. 972-446-3292 for all of your irrigation needs, for design, install, and repair. Even if they didn't install the system originally, it's Norway Irrigation. NorwayIrrigation.com, serving all of North Texas. 972-446-3292. 3292. Time to check in now with WBAP's 24/7 newsroom, my friend Jerry Overton. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time now, 8:30. Tropical Storm Isaac on its way, on track to hit Florida as it gains strength. Ginger Z's in Captiva Island in Florida.
Inches of rain expected. 50,000 people arriving this weekend for the Republican National Convention. Storm surge in parts of the state could rise as high as 7 feet. And in the panhandle, where they could see 100-mile-per-hour winds and possibly 10 inches of rain, flooding could become the lasting legacy of this storm.
And in Tampa, Republican Party officials have postponed the start of the convention from Monday to Tuesday afternoon. International Military Coalition in Afghanistan says it's closed 202 bases. It's part of the drawdown in troops. It's transferred another 282 bases now to the Afghan government. And Roger Clemens back on the mound at age 50, striking out hitters again. Former Longhorn and Major League Baseball star pitched Saturday night for the Sugarland Skeeters of the Independent Atlantic League. WBAP News Time now, 8:31.
In Grand Prairie, watch for road work on east and westbound I-30 at Highway 161. That is scheduled until 9 this morning. And in Arlington, a wreck reported on the northbound Highway 360 service road at Division Street. This report brought to you by Hammermill Copy Plus Paper. Hammermill Copy Plus Paper is guaranteed 99.99% jam-free. Now at Staples, just $2 per ream after easy rebate. In store only, limit 2 while supplies last, in September 1st. Hammermill, no worries. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
The WBAP Weather In Touch forecast, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Heavy rain is possible. Look for high to be around 92. Cloudy tonight, still a chance of a shower. 76 for the low. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms as another disturbance moves our way. Heavy rain is possible again, 92 for the high. 77 degrees in Dallas. Do have a storm showing on the radar in Collin County. This one up near the Farmersville area. No watches, no warnings at this time. It's 8:32. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
WBAP, always at the center of where news is happening.
We interrupt our regular programming to
committed
activate
to being on top of the story.
The Texas average fell about 6 cents in the last
week. Will be strong today. And
our 24/7 newsroom never closes.
About 6 minutes out.
From our state-of-the-art news center at Victory Park by the American Airlines Center. Looking for news? We're at the heart of the action. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, Black Cow, spelled with a K.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Let me tell you, when you get a radio talk show, you're going to be looking for a sponsor with the credibility of Dalworth Clean. You're going to hope that you can have the blessing that I have had, and that is 32 years of working with this wonderful company as their spokesperson here on the radio. How lucky can I be? I have the best company in town, probably in Texas. I have a long, loyal relationship with them, and I have the utmost respect for all that they do. Dalworth Clean cleans, restores, repairs, and even replaces carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. If it's beneath your feet in your house, unless you live in a log cabin with a dirt floor, they can make it look better. They probably make that look better, too. These folks work miracles, and they've done that for 38 years, I think it is now. I don't know if there is a floor surface Salvation Hall of Fame, but if there is, charter member, I nominate Dalworth Clean. Now, they have a special going on, $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth Cleaned. That's how they got into the business, but they do all of those other things now. And by the way, Dalworth Fine Floors is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills, open 6 days a week. It's a flooring store unlike any other. Call tomorrow for their special of $29 per area, five areas or more. Carpet, deep down Dalworth Clean, or any of their other services, 214 or 817, Metro 267-8433, 214 or 817-267-8433. Book online right now at Dalworth.com, Dalworth Clean.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Fred, very, very much. And we're ready to go right back to those old phone lines. I'll give you the number. You're welcome to call. We have maybe one line open at this point. Not sure. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. Joe and Hazel, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am. How can I help?
Well, I have St. Augustine, and where it's growing great. But I have other areas, like right in front of my house, that won't grow at all. I've sodded it, I've seeded it with other grass seeds, and nothing is growing.
How many hours of hot, direct sunlight does that area get?
It gets plenty of sun.
How many hours of hot, direct sunlight daily?
Probably, I don't know, seven.
All right, and you're saying that if you sat out there, you would be sunburned sitting there for those 7 hours a day?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Why do you think it's dying away? It's a very difficult thing to chase down, Joe. I'm going to warn you ahead of time because there are many symptoms. Let me ask you some questions, and this may help me get to the answer. Here's what we have to sort through. Everywhere I go, I am asked all the time, it happened at the radio station a couple days ago, about St. Augustine in shaded areas. And 99% of the time, the answer to the question I just asked was, oh, it gets plenty of sunlight, it gets 3 or 4 hours. And that isn't plenty. Seven is, but 3 or 4 is not. And so that's usually the answer I get. But then you get into things like chinch bugs that are a summer problem, brown patch that's a September-October problem, a gray leaf spot that's a summer problem, take all root rot in the spring and early summer. Maybe even I saw St. Augustine decline in a lawn the other day. I haven't seen that in 30 years. Grub worms, see if I'm leaving anything out. And the symptoms on those things are very, very overlapping. When do you see this happen?
Well, I just can't get anything growing there at all.
Okay, but when do you answer my, help me work with me, because it takes 10 minutes and I never feel like I've given a good answer. What month does the problem happen? 12 months a year?
Yes.
All right. And what grasses did you try from seed?
I put specifically perennial rye.
And when did you plant that?
I put winter rye down last fall.
All right, and what happened to it?
It just never germinated.
All right, and you watered it properly? Because I've never seen rye not germinate.
Exactly.
All right.
And so I thought, well, maybe there's something wrong with the soil.
How deep is the soil?
Well, we tilled it and put some sand in and tilled it again. And
how deep is the soil?
Maybe 3 inches.
That's not very much soil.
That's
if you're hitting rock at 3 inches, then the area is
rock, but I'm hitting that hard clay kind of.
Okay, well,
stuff.
The clay is better than sand, really. So, and mixing sand and clay is really not a good plan because they separate, and you really end up with a hard pan that way. The reason I challenged on the rye a little bit, I really want to help. And normally I tell my screeners, please don't put St. Augustine Diagnostics on the air because it's such a dead-end street. I'll tell you, I do want to say this so I don't forget to later, and I'm not through suggesting some things, but the answers to most of these things, the diagnostics, are on my website at neilsperry.com in the most asked questions. I spent hours one day just detailing everything of all those problems that I described to you there so that people could identify by looking at them and reading what the subtle differences are. Maybe that'll help. You can get ryegrass to germinate in a moist paper towel. It doesn't have to have any soil. And if it's not even germinating, then you had to have had bad seed, or you didn't water it daily when it was germinating. That's
okay.
The only thing I can think of there. Now, what have you tried Bermuda grass there?
No, I haven't, because my grandson's allergic to that.
All right, and I am too. I get to sneezing when I'm over Bermuda, so I don't like it either. I agree.
Don't have it, but I thought, the St. Augustine that grows right up to this space is beautiful, but then it just stops growing.
All right, help me. I'm going to go back to my very first question. Is there any difference in lighting of where it is doing well and where it's not doing well?
Well, where it's doing well, it gets a lot of shade. And then the tree and the house shaded at some point in time, but it's, we've cut down trees.
The tree and the house shade what at some point in time? The bare area or the other area, the healthy area?
The healthy area.
Right.
So the healthy area is getting more
Joe,
shade than the area.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to ask that might help me a bunch? If are you on Facebook?
Yes.
All right. All of these diagnostics are also on my Facebook page. Everything verbatim. I copied them there on my notes. But if you would post about 3 or 4 photos of your yard taken at maybe, and you'll have to do them as separate posts. But what I would recommend is accumulate them for one sunny day and then say, here it is at 10 o'clock, here it is at 2, and here it is at 6 o'clock in the evening, so I can see the transition of the light over the whole yard. That will help me a huge amount, and I'll also be able to see what you're talking about with the bare space versus the healthy space. Let me see if I can pick something up that way. The one thing that will show up in sun, in hot sunny areas, I'm hearing what you're saying, that this is hotter and sunnier than the area where the grass is growing better. And if that's the case, then chinch bugs are the most likely nemesis. But you said it's 12 months a year, and they are only July, August, September. They're summer. They're the hot part of the summer. When you put new St. Augustine sod down, what happens to it over a 3-month period? What happens to it?
It just slowly dies.
All right, and then you can see the squares, and you can see the black waxy soil that came with it.
Yes.
All right.
Kind of blows away.
Yeah. All right.
And so we tilled what?
Hang on, Joe. I'm going to tell you from my own experience of living where I live now for 35 years, and having pecan trees get larger and larger. That is the dead on symptom of not enough light. I don't want to keep harping on that, but
okay.
It's either that or it's too dry. Please post the photos and let me try to help. I know it sounds like I'm rushing you through this, but like I said, I normally ask my screeners not to put diagnostics on for St. Augustine because it is so hard to explain them verbally, and so much easier to see it visually.
Since it's such a large area, I just wondered, can it be bad soil?
No, absolutely guaranteed not.
Okay.
Guaranteed not. I've been doing this for 35 years on the radio, and I'll promise you that's not the case. And I've had St. Augustine for all of my life. I'm 68 years old. For all of my life, save 5 years that I lived in Ohio while I was going to Ohio State. And I will promise you, I know St. Augustine. It's my grass of choice also. I have now about 5% the amount of St. Augustine I did when I moved in. We have ground cover growing where the St. Augustine used to grow just because of the lighting. I know I sound like a broken record, and I'm probably wrong, but post a photo on Facebook, and I'll try to help. I got to run. I appreciate your call. I'm so sorry, and I really apologize. That and Schumard Red Oaks are the two groups of questions I just can't. I can't help on the air because I got to see him, and radio only takes you so far. I'm sorry for those of you who are waiting a long time behind. I just felt like, bless her heart, she's trying her best, and I'll try my best if I can just see some photos. Let's see. I'm going to get my break out of the way and kind of get it back on track here. I want to tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, and it's for my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar and also for a full year new or renewal to my magazine. Magazine subscription, a full year of the calendar. You can buy the calendar separately, but you can save 38% on it by buying it with the magazine subscription until 11 o'clock today. Every late summer, I put this special offer on, or a special offer. And I might add, this is the same price we've had for several years now. It's $36.95. for the pre-production offer, before we commit to a press count on the calendar. The calendar will have more than 10,000 words telling you month by month when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. I'm going to spend, we have dinner with friends tonight, but before we leave, I'm going to spend several hours typing the editorial that goes into the calendar. All of that information, hundreds of bullets. I also save my best photos each year for the calendar. You get the best calendar I can possibly turn out. It looks as pretty, will look as pretty as any of the calendars you'll find in the bookstores. But it has all of that information, and it will not be in the bookstores. Get it this way. Call our office, subscribe today before 11 to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Take the calendar offer, get the calendar, all that information, and the magazine, the award-winning magazine, for a year, new or renewal, satisfaction guaranteed. $36.95, $3 postage on the calendar. The price will never come back to that low price again. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
Rubel's Plants is where Dallas goes for plants. Michael Rubel began selling bedding plants with a small truck and a very small space at the Dallas Farmers Market. And the desire to satisfy every customer earned a reputation that the best plants could be found at Rubel's. Rubel's grows their bedding plants at their farm just 7 miles from downtown, and new plants are delivered daily. They're renovating their greenhouse at the Farmers Market location for more plants this spring, but they're still open for business with plenty of plants for the fall. In fact, all their locations are fully stocked with fall plants. Don't forget Rubel's wonderful gift store at the Farmers Market location, where they have pots, planters, statuary, and garden decorations of all types. Open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day of the year. Farmers Market, 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas, 214-744-9100. Lakewood, 7219 East Grand, 214-324-4800. And Lemon Avenue, 6630 Lemon Avenue, 469-248-2796. Go to rubles.com for specials, events, and announcements. That's RUIBALS.com. Rubles Plants, where Dallas goes for plants.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm a recovering drug addict. Before Serenity High, my life was a mess. I was stuck in a drug world with friends that weren't actual friends of mine. They just sold me drugs. I was punching holes in walls in my room. I was angry all the time. Serenity High is a sober school for kids that have drug problems and that have been in a rehab treatment center and don't want to have those problems again. Serenity High is a small school, and that's good because we are a family and we can be close to each other. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. On the web at serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Now that I'm here, I've had the chance to recreate myself, recreate my relationship with my family, and it's been wonderful. One day.
Next school year starts tomorrow at Serenity High in the McKinney Independent School District. If you have a youngster who's been away to drug and alcohol rehab and would like to graduate from a safe and sober environment, Serenity High is exactly that. If they've successfully completed the rehab, they have to go through an interview process. You don't just show up and enroll. It's not quite that easy. They try to protect as much as they can their clientele, their student population. It's a small and nurturing school. It's a wonderful school, serenityhigh.org. Thank you, Greg. Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. 22 acres of beautiful natural stones, such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. These folks are just the best. They are the best as stone and rock vendors are concerned. When you meet them, they are ultra professional. They are leaders in their industry, even to the state level of leading it at the State Texas Nursery and Landscape Association Board and local president and board service to TNLA Region 5, the Fort Worth area. They are leaders, father and son. Actually, there was a grandfather involved. Mike Wisnant's dad founded the company in 1983. Mike has owned it all the time. I've known about Whiz-Q Stone. Used to do just incredible things for us at our All Texas All Garden Show when I owned that many years ago. And I've watched his son Derek grow into the business, grow up and grow into the business. And what a great family. What a great business. All kinds of stone. 22 acres of all kinds of stone. One kind of great people working there. They are the best. Whiz-Q Stone opens 6 days a week at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. If you want stone, you need these people. For more information, look at the website that Derek has developed. It's wonderful. Whiz-Q.com. W-H-I-Z and then the hyphen and Q, the letter Q, .com. Or call them at 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822 in Southeast Fort Worth, 4501 East Loop 820 South. 6 days a week, it's Whiz-Q Stone. Right, we go back to our phone lines to Kay in Eustace. Kay, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help you? Thanks for waiting.
I have a small fern in the house. It resembles a Boston fern, but it's very small.
Mm-hmm.
The fronds are probably 8 to 10 inches long.
Right.
Now, can I divide that? You know, part of it is, you know, how they...
As soon as you have multiple clumps, you can.
Yeah. Can I divide that okay?
As soon as you have multiple clumps, you can. You need to moisten it really or water it thoroughly, get the soil really soft,
okay,
and then do it with your thumbs and index fingers.
Okay, that's all I want to know this morning.
You can do it. Thanks.
Well, I waited a long time, but
I know,
got my answer.
I know you did, and I'm sorry about that last call.
Listen, I have all the patience in the world.
You surely do. Thank you. Let me go to Bessie in Fort Worth, also has waited a long time. Bessie, this is Neil. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Neil.
Yes, ma'am. How may I help you?
I have a pecan tree in our backyard. We live on the west side of Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably about a 35-year-old pecan tree.
Okay.
Every year I get so excited because it's just loaded with all these huge pecans.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all drop off, and we never do harvest any pecans.
Are they dropping right now?
Yes.
All right, and they're black on the outside, maybe a thumbprint kind of a little area that's black, and then it turns black within 2 or 3 days totally?
Yes, some of them are black, yes.
Yeah, that's pecan scab. That's a fungal disease. Each tree, let me rephrase that, each variety of pecan is varyingly susceptible to that. The variety called Caddo is the most resistant to pecan scab, and that's why you hear the state pecan specialist George Ray McEachern recommend it so highly when he's on with me on Super Bowl Sunday. Caddo pecan is the best variety for us. Some of the other varieties are very highly susceptible to it, and it infects the pecans when the young pecans are beginning to develop in May and June, and then in August it will cause them to start dropping. The first ones hit our driveway. I don't spray for it, and I have native pecans, so they vary all over the place, but first ones hit our driveway about the 20th of July this year. It was rather early for it.
Yeah, they've been dropping for a while.
Yeah, and
is there anything we can do?
You can use a registered fungicide. You'll need to spray several times starting in the spring. It's a high-maintenance crop if you have a scab-susceptible variety. Pecans are divided into eastern pecans and western pecans, and the western pecans that are grown in the western two-thirds of Texas are those varieties that are a little bit likely to come down with pecan scab, cannot be grown in our area because of the disease. And remember, last spring we had a good bit of moisture, and that's the reason that pecan scab has been a pretty serious problem in 2012.
Well,
so there's nothing you do now.
It's too late now.
Oh, my, yeah, by 3 or 4 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's
so
it's like
I have
all
to spray early in the spring.
No, you spray starting in late May, and every spray that you put on for pecan case bearers and for everything else, what I would do is get the homeowner pecan and fruit, or it's I think it's called fruit and nut spray schedule from Texas A&M. You can get it from the county agent's office. However, most of the county extension offices now are directing people online to download it, print it from the website. So it's homeowner fruit and nut spray schedule, and it will tell you when to spray and how much to use and how to apply it. It's hard to get a spray up into a tree. It's very expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what I normally do on my pecans is I take what I get, and I'm happy, and I just I don't complain.
Well,
I try to keep them off the drive because they stain.
I think the little squirrels are well fed.
Yeah, and they're,
I have a lot of squirrels, and they're always grabbing them and running. So
yeah,
I guess
they are.
At this point,
not much
I'm
you can do for this year. I got to run. I appreciate your call. Let me try to help Ellen in Louisville, who also waited for a long time. Ellen, I have a couple minutes, and I'm going to try to help you with your Schifflera. What's going on?
Good morning, Neil.
Hi. Hi there.
Listen, I have a Schifflera that is older. It has grown very tall several years ago. I trimmed the top off. And
tell me the pest so I don't run out of time before the newscast. Okay. What are you seeing? I see you have a pest issue.
Without the issues, the pest is and it killed the Schifflera, a little pinhead black that something that gets up under the umbrellas, and around that black pinhead is a little white sort of fuzzy thing that looks like maybe that's how they get around. And no matter what I did, ended up having to kill it.
Yeah.
You know, just take that and throw it away.
All right. Are these symmetrically arranged right where the leaflets attach? Are they always right there where that leaflet attaches?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Insects are not going to do that. Insects will be pests, in other words, are going to be randomly scattered on leaves. Mealybugs will get on Schiffleras, but they won't be right there. I wonder if what you're seeing may be a flex point where the leaf has bent and that's congealed sap out of the leaf. I don't know. Mealybugs are what I would suggest you look up. See if you see that it has mealybugs. The most common pest problem of Schiffleras is a scale insect that looks like half of a BB, and I figured that's what you were going to describe, but that's not what you're saying. But if it is uniformly positioned on all leaves, then that's not an insect. That's something else. You're welcome on my Facebook page at Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY, to post me a photo and let me see if I can help you there or if you...
Okay, it's gone.
Yeah, let me put you back on hold. We're against the news. Folks, we'll be back right after. Stay tuned.